Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production of Whitfield Media Group from the Vascular Institute Studio. Welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Download. This is a podcast about bodybuilding, fitness, and healthy living. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. And now, here's Sean Whitfield, Darren Johnson, and IFBB Pro bodybuilder Matt Davis.
Thank you for joining us. And now let's get started with download number 51. I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is the week. Can you believe it?
Yesterday's meeting made it very real.
Yeah.
I was like, we had that, you know, stitching up meeting, make sure everything's on the right page meeting. I was like, whoo, it's here.
Yeah, we've been talking for weeks, months, a year, you know, talking about, okay, this is coming June 4th, it's coming June 4th, and now it's coming literally just a few days away. This podcast is being released on Monday. Coming up this Saturday is the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites Hotel. Just going to kind of do a fast walkthrough for those that are listening, whether you're coming to see the show or you are a participant, you're an athlete or competitor in the event. We've got registration coming up Friday. And Darren, that's 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Well, the doors will open at 5 p.m. sharp. So if you get there at 4:45, you know, it's cool. But we're not going to open. We're not going to start registration until 5 p.m. sharp. It's a quick process. Boom, boom, boom. Sign your waiver, you know, get your height, get your number, everything like that. And then get what is the super cool thing. Get your swag bag.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's going to be super. Get that swag bag, everything cool in it. I mean, it's one of the nicer things that the Fit Expo does for its contestants. If this is your only time you get a swag bag, you'll be very impressed the next time you get a swag bag.
Yeah, the bag is going to be stuffed full. And Darren said it correctly. It's going to be quick and simple.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy process. It's not going to take long at all. So if you're somebody that doesn't have much time, you're trying to get off work and you're trying to get home to your family or whatever it may be, we'll get you in and out quickly. And you can be assured that everything will run very, very smooth. And then athletes meeting 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Anything you'd like to say about that, Darren?
I'm looking forward to talking to the athletes, looking forward to their questions. Looking forward to introducing the judges. We're going to have a star-studded judging panel. I mean, the experience you're going to have on this judging panel, it's going to be very hard to beat anywhere in the United States because the people are very experienced. We have professionals. For these people to give up their time and to come and judge is something you got to take your hat off to them because they're that good.
Darren, being the competition director, he has found the best of the best in the United States and Costa Rica.
And well, I had help.
You will
with
not
Matt.
Be disappointed.
I had help with Matt. Matt's my inside guy.
Because Darren just almost—he's about to have joint or dual citizenships. To where he's a citizen of Costa Rica and a citizen of the United States. But anybody that was in the event last year as an athlete knows that, you know, I candidly admit it, we had our challenges on Saturday morning, to say the least. That was our first ever event. We learned from those challenges. We heard, you know, criticism, excuse me, and it was very well deserved, and so we have made sure and worked very hard to make sure that everything is completely opposite this year, and it's going to be running smoothly. We got great people in place, and we're really looking forward to seeing everybody Friday evening for registration, athletes meeting Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pre-judging begins at 9 a.m. You can go online to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com if you want to get your ticket to prejudging, you want to come and join us in the audience, they're $15, or you can pay $15 cash at the door.
Now, so, just real quick about that prejudging, y'all. Matt, prejudging's cool, ain't it? I mean, think about this, y'all.
Prejudging is a little misleading term. I mean, it's that's where the judging happens, almost all of it. So when you come to the evening portion, people are already going to get what they're going to get as far as placings. And so if you understand that, you see all the live action, the comparisons, people shoulder to shoulder. That's in the morning at the prejudging.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see what the judges see. Right. You know, without all the fancy lighting and everything. No, you get to honestly, because like you said, well, I don't know why so-and-so beat so-and-so. Well, you should have been at the prejudging, because if you saw it at the prejudging, you would have seen what happened. You know, you'd have seen the difference. Because it when you get at a certain level of competition, it is the little things that make the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's the little things. And you can see the little things when you can take time out, like the judges are taking time to look at in comparisons. Yeah. Everybody looks great alone until you compare them next to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, now I see the difference. Yeah, that's the difference between a beach body and a stage body.
Mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody to come out and check out prejudging. Again, tickets at the door, $15, or you can go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com to purchase those online. And since Darren's the director of competition, he is not going to be in the audience as a cheerleader like he normally is. So, hey, we need to get some folks there to fill in the gaps, fill in your place.
That's the fun part about prejudging. That's my favorite. I mean, there's the serious part looking at the body, but me, I like to cut loose, because you're cut loose at prejudging. It's fun. You can say what you want to say, cheer as loud as you want to cheer. Not you can't do it at night, but it just seems to be a little, it's not as...
A little more relaxed.
Yeah, it's relaxed at prejudging. Everybody's having a good time at prejudging. I mean, it's fun. You want your friends to smile and relax on stage.
Exactly. It is a relaxed situation, but you know, if you're an athlete on stage, it's probably one of the more intense moments,
Matt,
because that's when all the judging is happening, like Matt just said a moment ago.
Man, that's
where the nerves are.
Well, that's when you get off stage and you go, like, I would go to Matt or Julie, they'd be together. I'd come off stage and go, how'd I do? Well, he just out-muscled you. You know, you just die then and there. You know, man, it's like prejudging's it.
Yeah.
So don't miss that, y'all. If you're gonna make something, make prejudging. You know what I mean? Night show's great, but let's say, well, I can't. I got something I gotta do that night. Prejudging is a good time to come.
And then later that evening is the night show. Starts at 6 p.m. We've put together an outstanding night show lineup. Tracy Lesage, she's the events coordinator. She always does an unbelievable job with everything that goes on in the ballroom. We've got our production company back with us again, that was with us last year, that does a great job with everything to do with production. And then the show is going to start off with something special. Matt, I know you haven't covered a lot of detail, but is there anything you want to recap or anything you want to add, or... there's anything you want to say at all about how this show is going to begin?
No.
That's what I thought.
I was kind of looking for an answer. Well,
I'll just say, I don't know, you know better than I do if there's any tickets left or not, but the people that already got them, good for you.
Yeah.
And if you don't see it, you're going to miss it, because there ain't going to be no replays.
Yeah, there's going to be several legendary icons in the bodybuilding world that are going to start off this show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Matt was more revealing on the last download than I think he's been so far in the last few months, so go back and check out download number 50, and Matt shared with us a little bit of detail. Now, right now, and of course, we're several days recording this podcast before it comes out on Monday, May 28th. We have a few tickets left right now as I speak. When this podcast airs on Memorial Day, I can't confirm that. I can't promise that. I can't guarantee it. You're just going to have to go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com and see if we do. We are very, very close to being sold out. Very close. So encourage you just to check out our website if you know somebody that wants to attend, if you got a family or friend, or you just want to come and see some good competition, come and join us. It's going to be a great event. and we've really looking forward to seeing everyone there. It's going to be a night full of excitement, a lot of first-time competitors on stage, and that's going to be fun to see.
Yeah, it's always fun to see first-timers, because I remember my first time. I mean, Matt, you remember yours?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always one of the highlights for everybody, is the first time, and that's the introduction, and especially if it's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the color of your trunks?
Black.
See? Bam, just like that. You remember that first time, Daddy?
What was your music?
I think it was the Superman theme. I look back and I'm a little embarrassed about that, because I don't know that, I think that was too big for me.
What was your music, Darren?
It was Def Leppard, Let's Get Rocked.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
I like anything Def Leppard for sure.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's got everything covered.
Oh, no. Athletes, please show up Saturday night at around 4:45. Okay, we want to have everybody checked in. We want to know everybody's there. 4:45, okay? No later than 5, because we want to make sure everybody's checked in, everybody's there. We don't want to be, you know, rushing to try to find, you know, number 17, you know, Ashley, where is she? Or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if the athletes would please get there to the show. The show starts at 5. We'd like everybody there 4:45.
No, it starts at 6. The show starts
at
6.
Yeah, sure, starts at 6. Yeah, we like everybody there at 4:45. Right. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, an hour and 15 minutes before the show. It's plenty of time. Get checked in. Put you where you need to be so we know everybody's there. And then we can roll the show right at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, let's move into our special segment that we like to call What's Up. It's where each one of us go around the studio and share one thing that's been going on with us. And we historically or normally do this podcast every other week in the month of May and June. We're doing it every week. So this may be a little more challenging for us to come up with our What's Up since we were just together a week ago. But Matt, let's start with you today. What's your What's Up for the week?
Man, the biggest thing with me going on right now is I'm tired. I mean, but I'm having
some sleep, rest.
I'm having a blast because I'd live for this time of year, and I've been having such a good time with training and training with other people. And, you know, so the people that listen to this, I would just encourage you to reach out. And hopefully that's what we can do with this podcast and with this show, is help people connect and reach out. But that's my favorite thing in all of this, is getting to know other guys and training together. And that's what I call a good time.
Yeah.
So I've had Jim and I have been really consistent pretty much all the training sessions. Had some other guys I've got to train with. Man, literally a week ago, I trained with Isaiah and Tyler Talent, both IFBB pros. And man, those are some young, strong guys. But I love it. I had a blast. You know, just the camaraderie. To me, that's what it's all about in this sport, is building that camaraderie. And I feel like I went so many years and didn't take advantage of it, and then, you know, it kind of has came back around. It feels like the 90s again a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Good deal. Darren, how about you? What's up?
Cat's going into heat. All she does is walk around. Every cat in the neighborhood wants to boink her, and she's all bent down, groaning and moaning, being all needy. I'm like, girl, get a heating pad, go on. I ain't got time for this. She keeps me up all night. I'm like, oh. But it's time for me to get her fixed. So that's what's going on with me. It's like, okay,
you know, there's a lot of things I could imagine you sharing with us today, but your cat and heat never crossed my mind.
Well, she was hitting it when I left. She was moaning and groaning, like, girl, I'll be back in an hour. I was like, so every cat in the neighborhood's hanging out, man. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Man, so your place is the headquarters right now for all the cats.
Need a cat. If your cat's lost, come over.
So we can just call your house the cat house.
Exactly, right now. You can now. It's like, that's all that's been going on with me. And that, like, man, I'm also excited. I have a client, Ashley, in the show. I'm very excited for her.
Yeah.
She was on the show, the last show?
Yeah, last one.
Yeah, she's on the last show.
Hello, number 50.
Yeah, excited about her. You know, and she, like I said, if you don't know her story, I'll go back and listen to it. Ashley suffers from what we call body dysmorphic disorder. It's a legitimate deal where you look amazing, but you can't get the look of what you used to look like out of your head when you look in the mirror. So you don't look as amazing as you think you look, and how she battled that, and how she's recovering. I mean, not recovering, but moving forward and just, yeah, okay, now I'm in a pair of shorts and a sports bra. Yeah. It's like, we got to work you to a bikini girl in 8 days. we got to get you in a bikini. So, yeah, I'm just excited about the show. I mean, I'm excited about being there with everybody. Like Matt said, the camaraderie, hanging out, and being the events coordinator, the coordinator.
Competition director.
Yeah, competition director is cool. It's going to be super cool that day just to talk to the athletes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sounds great. I echo a lot of those things you say, except I don't have a cat, so I can't relate to that.
How your dogs doing, Sean?
Yeah, I don't even have any dogs.
How's Kim's Cox doing?
I'd like to find a home for them if I could. I do have one complaint about a cat. I'd love to see my neighbor's cat disappear because it keeps turning my landscaping into a litter box. So every time I'm out there trying to pull weeds or working the landscape, and I'm walking around in dog or cat, you know what? And so that's another reason I'm not into cats, is I don't want to have to deal with all that.
Oh, that's funny.
But my what's up? I'm going to use the website today as my what's up. It's something we've been putting some work into for a number of weeks or several months. We're launching the new Chattanooga Fitness Download website. This is a website that has all of our past shows on them. So when you hear this, it'll be 51 shows that are on the website. It has a section for our team, past guests, what we're about. You can also go back to season one, which was 2000. You can go to season two, which is 2001, and season 2003, which is 2022. You can scroll down and you can see all of our primary guests that we had on each one. So if there was somebody that was on the download that you want to go back and listen again, or you never got to hear their story, you can go directly to that podcast and listen to it. And it's very user-friendly. We'll continue to try to improve it as we go along, as you know, anytime we see areas that we can, but pretty proud of this thing, and I think it turned out pretty well, and I would encourage folks to check it out. ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. That's ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. All right, guys, anything else to add before we head to a break?
I got some breaking news that we just confirmed with Sean.
All right, what is it?
The audience may be interested in this. Christian Black and the one they call Roger are confirmed. Is that correct?
Confirmed. Yes, they are. Yeah.
So I know the world is waiting to see that showdown.
About time them boys stepped up.
Honestly, I had $20 that neither one of them would show up, but I guess I'll lose that one.
So you lost. I didn't realize you had a $20 going on that one.
Oh, my God.
But yes, they are confirmed, as well as we got a good lineup. We're not going to share today how many people we've got. We're just going to wait and let folks see. There's going to be a mystery to some things. There's a mystery to what Matt's got going on at the beginning of the show, and we'll leave that a mystery of how many people we're going to have competing. But again, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com for more information. Hey, we got some great guests joining us today. We've got the 2021 Mr. Chattanooga, Jody Sullins, is going to be joining us on the Vascular Institute Hotline. And he will be in the 2022 competition with the hopes of trying to defend his title. So we're going to wait and see come Saturday night whether or not he's going to be able to continue with that another year, or if someone else is going to be taking on that title. So Jody will be joining us here in just a moment. Also, too, we've got some great sponsors that are a part of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. One of them is Nutrition Factory. There in Ottawa, we got Rob Zunt is going to join us. He's the owner, and he's going to give us a little information about the Nutrition Factory. So we got that and more as we continue today. More Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back as we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio. I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. And it is that time of the program. We're going to bring on our first guest, and he is joining us from the Vascular Institute studio hotline. And he is the 2021 Mr. Chattanooga, Jody Sullins. Hello, Jody.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks so much for spending some time with us here today. I know training's going hard. I know I haven't seen you since competition a year ago. So sort of bring us up to date. How's things been going with you? How's training going?
Doing really good. Just staying consistent and, just decided to stay under the radar a little bit. But everything's going really well. I mean, I'm still in that, little period where everything sucks. So it's, I'm just trying to keep my energy up and, get it done.
Darren, can you relate?
Heck yeah, man. He's in that hangry stage, Daddy. I'm telling you right now. Amen on that, Jody. So how do you feel, Jody, from your progression from last year to this year?
No, I feel really good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Have you added weight?
No, I actually have. Yeah, I'm already... I mean, things are going to change, but right. I think I weighed 225 a second ago this morning at 5, and I was 219 last year, so...
Ooh, Daddy. Yeah, you have been under the radar, dude. I mean, you've been like stealth. I mean, what's up with that, dude? Last year, there was at least a couple of pictures of you. This year, like no pictures of you.
I mean, sometimes you just got to get in those modes and focus on what's important.
I hear you, Daddy.
And, but for sure, business picked up. Business is good. And just really been busy. And yeah, it's easy to keep a one-track mind whenever you have to prepare for a show too. So, yeah. This time I did start a little purposely, maybe a few weeks later than usual because I peaked a little sooner. So, we'll see.
Dude, I can't wait.
It's the mark.
Dude, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Jody. I can't wait.
Jody, was there some things that you learned from last year, maybe mistakes you made in preparation that you sort of learned from them and you're doing different preparing for this competition coming up?
Yeah, I get a better haircut for one. The other one.
I just heard about your haircut, by the way. I was so disappointed.
I would be honest. Before it was, it was supposed to be gelled, and I was kind of in a rush, and it didn't happen, and made me look like Hitler. But this year, it's going to be different.
Well, Jody, I can't comment too much about your hair, but man, you look good on the center of that poster.
Hey, thank you. No, that's really a blessing. Like, obviously, I'm keeping that forever. And it's just cool seeing that. I can't tell you how many people tell me they send me a picture of the poster, and they're like, I don't know why I have to look at you with your shirt off every day. So, it's just cool. It's nice. It's a little local celebrity status, I guess.
Yeah. So what's it been like being Mr. Chattanooga since the last competition? Have you had many comments? What has that done for your business?
It did. I mean, not necessarily for bodybuilding, but it definitely got my name out there and word of mouth spread more. Of course, that's always the main source of getting your name out there. But, it's just nice having something under your belt, and it's just a good feeling.
Into being the man. Everybody wants to be the man.
So, everybody wants to be the man.
Yeah. Matt, is there something you'd like to add?
No, I was going to... That's what's going to be cool about this year is because if they want to be the man, now they're going to have to actually beat the man.
Yeah.
It's no giveaway, and I would say by most, recollection, Jody's probably in the driver's seat until he's not in the driver's, that's the way you have to look at
Absolutely.
It when you're becoming a returning champion. You get what they say, you got to knock the champ out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get a decision over Jody. You're going to have to knock Jody out. I mean, he is the champ. He's bringing.
I mean, it's all about competition, though. It's. I want to see so many more people out there. It's fun to be against more people, even if you don't win. It's a big competition with yourself. And I can't tell you how many people have texted me, and have tried to come up with one reason here or there, mentally why they're not ready or whatever. It's not about that. Just get your ass up there, get the experience, and then do better.
I know one person that probably texted them.
Yeah. And it's just too many thoughts are going everywhere when they just need to be going straight, you know?
Yeah.
Well said.
Jody, for those that are listening, you're a personal trainer and you're the owner of Five Star Fitness. Share with everyone a little bit about your business and where you're located.
Okay, well, I'm 3216 Dayton Boulevard in Red Bank. It's a personal training gym, so everybody that trains one-on-one with me gets to pretty much use the gym for free. And it's all about, you know, learning the education, most importantly, you're a trainer in my eyes. And it's learning things that either make the goal hit fast or make the goal hit just over a prolonged period of time. But it's all about making a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, if there's anything I don't like seeing is people getting all these knee replacements and, you know, just even shoulder replacement movements, depending on how severe it is, there's just a lot of ranges of motion and a lot of things we can do to not only prevent, but obviously rehab to prevent surgery. But it's all about the experience. So as long as they're there to lose weight or gain muscle or, you know, get more flexible, they have to learn the stuff to do when I'm not with them. It's instinct. They have to learn the instinct and not just think it's a 90-day program.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, Jody, they're kind of going on a journey. You're taking them on a journey, and all their goals happen while they're on this journey. There's really no destination. I mean, it seems like you really need to enjoy the walk more than you need to enjoy the destination, because if you're enjoying the walk and they're enjoying being with you and they're going to hit all their goals while you're taking them along the way.
You're so right about that. It's in, you know, being an athlete in, you know, a atmosphere where it's obviously about goals, it's nice to know that I'm setting an example, you know, for them to learn that sacrifice is necessary. So as long as they're led by example, then they're, you know, they know I'm not going to slip. So it's just easy to hold them accountable doing what I do in a different sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, apart, you know, when you're taking them on this this journey for their goals, I mean, you know, we all have those goals along the way, and they have all these goals along the way. But, you know, it's like when I listen to you and I kind of hear in your voice that you really enjoy the training aspect of it, the journey of it. The goals are there, but you're hitting your goals just because you're enjoying the journey.
Oh, I'm obsessed. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't sleep much, and obviously being a business owner, that's something that obviously plays a role. And I know Mac, hell, I know all you guys can completely relate to this, but I get up at 2:33. Now, when it comes to diet time, I don't sleep much. I get up at 2:33. It's like I can't do anything but think about doing my cardio. And then it usually comes down to trying my best not to do too much. So, and the food aspect, that's really not a problem for me just because I've done it so long. But that's another thing. You know, you'll have some people think they can achieve your goal or achieve your look in a couple of months' time, and they have to understand, you know, I've been doing this since I was 17.
Yeah.
I'm 37 now. I mean, it's a journey. Just like you said, you have to live the lifestyle, set the example, and you're going to have followers. Mm.
Jody, we've got quite a few first-time competitors. For any of those guys or gals that are listening right now, any one piece of advice you might give them, being their first competition and remembering back what it was like the first time you were on stage?
Well, for one, this is the best show I've ever done. I've done almost 20 shows, so I think it's very important to say the family, local feeling is the best. That makes the experience just that awesome, that much awesome. So I knew as soon as it started, you know, the friendships that I made, and just, I don't know, it was a feeling that I've never felt at a show before. But don't worry about what you don't have. Don't think too much. The worst thing I ever did was be backstage and look at somebody 5 feet from me and suck myself out and then be on stage and then they're not even placing. You know, so it's you have to remember that a lot of it's an illusion. Just get out there and enjoy yourself and stop thinking so much about it. Think about your posing.
Yeah, you're right about that, but I certainly appreciate the kind words about the show, because it's a team effort of so many people, and that's one of the reasons we do it, is we want to showcase and give back to the bodybuilding fitness community, because sometimes it gets overlooked, and it's a goal of ours to make it the best that we possibly can make it. Matt, anything you'd like to add to
I would. Last year, Jody and I got together and trained some. We chatted back and forth some, and people would ask me, how do you think Jody's going to do? And I would tell them, he told us and told me it was his destiny last year, more or less. Yeah. Do you feel that way again this year?
Oh, yeah. It's my show, of course.
It's my show. I love it.
Perfect.
Darren, anything you'd like to add?
No, man, I love Jody's attitude, man. I'm digging it, man. I'm like, it's his show, man. It is his show. I mean, I love he's coming back and defending his title.
Oh, I know that when I heard that, it was just gangbusters. That instantly gives a layer of credibility, and it puts the challenge out to everybody else, because that means you're not just rolling in here off the street and there's just instantly going to be some new Mr. Chattanooga.
Yeah, there's a mountain that needs to be climbed. It's called Mount Jody.
Hey, Jody, I got one last question. You've been seen on social media with a guy by the name of Christian Black. Have you been training with him?
Let me think if I know who you're talking about. I only try to remember important people. No, I'm just kidding. Christian, let me tell you something about him. I do want to say, you know, I always commend him for always sticking to what he's doing and what Matt has him do. He's a hard worker. Like, he is a motivator, and he is definitely someone to have in your corner. And I know he's changed a great deal from last year, and I'm excited to be on stage with him again. You know, we became best friends from last year, so it's just cool having that click, and I don't know, it's just growing the community, and I do want to see so many more people out there, and I'm looking forward to next Saturday.
All right, very well said. Well, Jody, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you Saturday evening at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute, our 2021 Mr. Chattanooga. He's back on stage to defend his title. Folks, you don't want to miss this. Assuming we've got some tickets left over when this podcast airs, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com for your tickets. Jody, we will see you Saturday evening.
Yes, sir. See you guys.
All right.
See you, Joe.
That is, it is time for us to head to a break. We've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message. Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield, along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce our next guest joining us here in the Vascular Institute studio. And he and his wife are here with us. And I want to introduce Rob Zunt and his wife, Derica. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be here today.
Doing great. And thank you so much for joining us. And Nutrition Factory is you're the owners of, located in Ootowah, and you guys are also a partner with us in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. So thank you so much for being one of our sponsors. But first, tell us a little bit about Nutrition Factory.
Yeah, so Nutrition Factory is a little bit different than what else is in the area. You know, the one thing I'll give a backstory is my wife and I moved here about 3 years ago from Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we quickly found out is there's not a good place to go find your supplements, you know, proteins, things like that, especially in more of the kind of athletic, that kind of build. And my wife was a nurse for many years, and she didn't want to get back in nursing. I mean, as y'all see how crazy things are the last few years, that's the last thing she wanted to do. So, you know, yeah. We're like, hey, well, there's a need here, especially in the Ootowah area. Let's bring a store here. Right. And that's what we did. And we knew when we did it that we wanted to partner with Nutrition Factory. And because one of the things that set it apart is just, you know, the brands that have you. You know, you got a lot of stores, you know, they have their one brand, one or two brands that they push, mm-hmm. and that's what they push. And it's all about margins. It's about like that. It's not about the actual customer, right? And Nutrition Factory, what they try to do is bring all the brands, top brands that we know are working and proven, and also try to bring that great pricing. And that's what we've tried to do and bring to Ottawa and also the greater Chattanooga area. So,
Rob, share with us a few of the top brands. You don't have to share everything, but just a few of the ones that are the most popular.
Yeah, one of the ones, big one, I know everybody knows, First Forms out there. We have Vax and Sledge. We have Self Evolve. Intech. That's some of the bigger ones.
Redcon.
We have one. Redcon there. Bucked Up. So, I mean, pretty much anything you see out there in the big names, we're going to have them in the store, at least some.
Yeah.
The other thing we try to do is, you know, focus on what's actually needed and trying to get your best value, right? So, I mean, we have all those out there. Redcon comes in quite a bit. Bucked Up's a big one that we have. We have Phase One. I mean, I could go with the list. I think there's probably about 100 different brands that we partner with.
Yeah, the one you said was Bucked Up. That's the one that has the deer horns on the front.
That is, yep.
Matt and Darren, have you heard of that brand?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't that familiar with it. I've heard of it, but I didn't know much about it. Didn't even know if it was that popular a brand. And then I saw it on the shelf there at the Nutrition Factory.
Well, Sean, if you're serious about your work now,
you know, I guess you're right.
Just kidding. No, a lot of those brands he said are, it's just like what he said. I mean, you go to some nutrition places in town, and they got quality protein, but they don't have the protein you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, that you want to try. And that's when I found out that they were here and they were in Ottawa, I was super excited because I need protein and there's some things that I want to try mm-hmm. that I haven't tried because I want to just be able to go and pick it up. I don't want to order it. I don't want to, you know. And now that I know that they're here and they're right there in Ottawa, I'm going to swing by there and see. And if you got, give me that. Because, I mean, like you said, the quality products and the experimental stuff that I want to try that I've read about, people are saying, yeah, it works now, blah, blah, and you're like, okay. So go in there and get it. And then, like you said, like the pricing is so much cooler to go into a place and have, you know, like four products when you pull out of your bag than just two products to pull out of your bag. Because I hate pulling out two products and going, I spent $250 on two things. I mean, yeah. I'd like to pull out four things and make it feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and I can only assume too, Darren, that you want to try some of the name brand stuff.
I love to experiment, man. Yeah. I mean, I want to try, you know, the pre-workout. I want to try the post-workout. I want to try these aminos. I want to try that protein. I want to try that triple filter, blah, blah. You know, I want to just try it. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, and I know this is cool now that I know that they'll have it. There's a store that caters a little bit toward us, the sports athlete.
Yeah. Rob, when I first walked in your store, that was the first thing that I saw about the store you and Derica has is sports nutrition. That was what ran through my mind that was unique about your store as compared to others.
Yep, 100%.
And so that's great. You guys have created some Nutrition Factory athletes.
We have.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have quite a few that we partnered with. You know, my wife definitely knows them a lot better than me. I'm there today.
Well, one is going to be in our competition.
Yeah, the big one. I'm sure that was on the show a couple weeks ago was Casey Parker. That's one. You know, my wife, you know, realized his potential mm-hmm. and just kind of set out and said, you know, hey, we'd love to partner with you. I mean, that's the biggest thing we want to do is partner with the community and partner with the local bodybuilders and fitness people is what we want to do. Yeah. And that's what we reach out to. So you see quite a bit of that on social media, quite a bit of that people that, you know, posting. And it's not like it's a paid gig. We don't sit there and pay these people to do it. They just really enjoy our store and they come in all the time. And we really appreciate that and appreciate the support. So,
you know, I had talked to you and your wife before I met Casey. And so you sort of described him a little bit to me in his personality. Everything you said was exactly that after I met Casey and he was here on the download with us, but it even exceeded my expectations because he's got truly an inspirational story. And his personality along with his story and his enthusiasm and drive just sort of sets him apart. So he is somebody that I can only imagine is a great representation for Nutrition Factory.
Oh, 100%. And if you see on social media, there's a couple other ones, Stephanie, that you'll see, we mentioned too. All those have great stories. They have a drive and a purpose, right? And that's who we want to partner with. And that's what you see out there.
Yeah. Matt, anything you'd like to add?
I was just say, don't forget, Casey's got a really good physique too. So he had all those other attributes, but yeah. Sometimes you got to state the obvious. I mean, he's going to be a force at these shows. So that's, you know, to me, the rubber meets the road, right? Like, yeah. I'm not going to be inspired in bodybuilding by someone who doesn't look like a bodybuilder, but he's bringing the goods.
Yeah, that particular week, Darren was on vacation in another country, and
he's so big.
He didn't get to.
He's big. Yeah, and in bodybuilder terms, y'all, that's cool.
Yeah. So Darren didn't get to meet him, but Matt and I both told Darren when he got back, says, "Man, you missed a great guest. We really enjoyed that show with Casey." So it was a pleasure meeting him. And, of course, you guys will be set up meeting and greeting folks at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Yeah, we definitely will be giving out samples. You know, you talk about trying stuff. You know, we'll do that there. We get out tons of samples, different products. We also do that in store if you come by. Because that's the last thing we want to do is sell you a protein that you hate and don't like the flavor, right? So
yeah,
we'll be out there doing that, coming out to all the communities. We'll be a lot of the different shows. I think every show was three shows in
Chattanooga,
in Chattanooga just this
in next the month of June.
Yeah. So, and we'll be at all those, handing out samples, getting our name out there, and just kind of, you know, inviting that community. And we look forward.
And Nutrition Factory will be providing a variety of samples for the athletes' bags for all the competitors and athletes that compete in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Yep.
So, Rob, before we head to a break and let you go, anything else we need to let folks be aware of regarding Nutrition Factory?
I think the one thing that so is just when you come out, you'll be meeting, you know, our customers, yeah, my wife that's out there every day. That's what really wants to partner with you, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to just sell you product. We want to partner with you through the journey, whether that's, you know, going to perform in a competition or that's just getting healthier for your kids and running around. That's our biggest thing. We just want to partner with you through your life.
For anyone that's listening to this podcast and Ottawa is not a convenient place for them, can they purchase online from you guys?
They can. You go to NutritionFactory.com. We're actually in the works right now to roll out same-day shipping, but right now we do have two-day shipping, so you can purchase online. We're partnering with gyms right now to work on some gym drops if you're in a gym, you know, a little bit outside of our radius. We try to make it easy as possible to make sure you get yourself in the fit you need.
Okay. Well, Rob, thank you for coming by and sharing your story about Nutrition Factory and also being a part of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
What time do y'all open? What time do y'all close? And how many days a week are y'all open?
We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday. We're open from 10 to 8. And then on Sundays, 12 to 6.
12 to 6, okay. Because I got to swear. What, 8 tonight, right?
Yep, 8 tonight.
Good question. All right, Rob, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having
me. All right, we've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Are you feeling tired, out of shape, and unhealthy? We've got the radio show for you. Hi, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
And I'm Dr. Christopher Green, medical doctor with CHI Memorial.
Join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We're a radio show about nutrition, wellness, and healthy living.
Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, provided by Avalon Design.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Guys, another great podcast today. Jody Sullins, Mr. Chattanooga 2021, joined us, and then we got to talk to one of our friends at the Nutrition Factory, Rob and Derica. It's always good to have a variety. We talked to businesses, sponsors, and competitors, and just good friends. So another great show.
Yeah, Jody, it's cool to hear from Jody. I mean, it just seems, I didn't get to see him last year, but y'all both, I had to leave early on that interview. Y'all said he's more energized this time.
Yeah, it was something different. I don't know exactly the words to use, but there was like a new and improved Jody, it seemed like, today. Maybe a little, I don't know, would confidence go in there? Maybe
might be that extra 6 pounds of muscle that he's talking about.
Yeah, maybe that's what it
feels. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait.
And it sounds like the success of his show, or of being in the show and accomplishing the title last year, has been very beneficial to the growth of his business.
Yeah, I mean, he can't even come over here in person. So we only talk to him by phone now, so he's covered up,
you know. And I really appreciated his kind words saying, you know, I took it as a great compliment. Been in about 20 shows and he felt like this show was the best one he had ever done. It was more of a family type atmosphere, and I think that's, you know, that's a high compliment. Mm-hmm. Something that kind of sets the show a little bit apart from you know, the others out there.
Well, goal accomplished, because that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of one of the underlying goals, was to have a fitness family type atmosphere. And that was thank goodness Jody, you know, asserted that that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. All right, Matt, any final words before we go today?
Nope. Look forward to seeing everybody soon.
And it's going to be soon, literally just a few days away. Darren?
No, man. I'm like Matt. I mean, looking forward to seeing everybody at the show Friday, Saturday. Get ready. I mean, like Sean said, I did see the seating yesterday at the meeting. There's not a lot of seats, y'all. So if you want to be a part of this night show, get your tickets. I mean, you know, and if you can't make the night show, come to the pre-judge. And the pre-judge is fun, man. It's a hoot. Yeah. So,
yeah, pre-judging, you're right.
It's fun.
Darren, we should have plenty of seats for pre-judging. Yeah. So, folks, come out and join us. The doors open for pre-judging a little bit before 9. Pre-judging will start at 9 a.m., and that's all coming up Saturday.
Well, it starts at 8. No. Competitors meet at 8.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Posting starts at 9. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, pre-judging's at 9 a.m. So we'll probably open the doors, 15-20 minutes before things get started, allow everybody to get seated and get in the room, and then Matt and I will be emceeing the pre-judging that morning, and then Kim Chapman with News Channel 9 and myself will be emceeing the show later that evening, and then we're going to come back into the studio on Sunday, the day after the show, and record a special edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download, the post game day show or post show event with the three of us, and we're hopefully going to have whoever the Mr. Chattanooga is and the Miss Chattanooga, and never know what that show is going to be like and who all's going to be joining us for that, but we're going to do that. We'll be recording it on Sunday, the day after the show, and it will air the following Monday.
Make sure you remember that I'm actually at that show, Sean. I'll make sure to know it, because you, for some reason, last
man,
week,
I just went brain dead.
Dude, you here? No.
I tell you what, I was
classic.
As we were working on this new website over the last few weeks, I was thinking back, you know, it's going on almost 2.5 years.
It's flown by.
But we've been doing this podcast.
Well, you and Matt have been doing it since when?
We started it in February 2000, or not 2000, 2020. Shit. And so it's coming up on 2.5 years. And I was thinking, man, where did the time go?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the older we get, and you can relate to this, we lose track of time.
No, I can't, Sean. I can't relate to that. What are you talking about?
we lose track of time. And so, but yeah, you were definitely there last year.
Well, time flies, because, I mean, I can remember the show last year.
Yeah.
I mean, getting ready to pre-judge and everything like that. I remember that. So, yeah.
Before you know it, you'll be back in Costa Rica.
Why not?
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download, download number 51. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great guests, conversations, and topics from the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. For Darren Johnson, Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download. Click on the follow or subscribe tab for all future podcasts, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? We are your source for useful tips and guidance from many great professionals in the business.
Tune in weekly. Check out our website at yourhomeradio.net, designed by Avalon Design Studio.
Or find us on Facebook. Be sure to like, comment, and message us.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.